views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved by this universe, and darn sexy people. I have a beautiful subject to talk to you about today. I want to talk about joy. Joy, 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 down in my heart. Some quite amazing, fabulous, incredible things are going on in my life and my career, much of which hopefully I'll be able to share with you next week were some successful voyages in expanding the acting side of me. And it's really a testimony to all our work together to consciously living what we talk about on this show, because, you know, it changes my life around just as much as it changes yours. So I want to start with a quote by Amelia Earhart. The most difficult thing is the decision to act. The rest is merely tenacity. Now, we talk about choice a lot, that in the moment that you make your choice is your heaven or your hell. And when you make your choice, make the choice, you have the opportunity to move into a lot of joy. Joy literally changes your brain. Joy changes how you look at the world. Joy changes what you see in the world. If we want to talk about it through spiritual words, it's, as the good book says, as a man thinketh, so is he. In other words, your thoughts create your life. We know that that's the really what thought includes is feeling, choice, focus, and conscious creation, conscious attention toward that choice. If you want to talk it about it through brain science, what you focus on, you increase. They've proven that. Joy literally keeps your chakras open. So if you want a real easy way to open your chakras and your heart, find something to be joyful about. And when your chakras and your heart are open, your energy flows. So if money is energy, and we know it is, and if your chakras are open and you're in joy and the energy flows, then that means money flows. Divine right relationships flow. Health in your body flows. A lot of times you've probably heard about the studies of people that had some kind of severe illness, and they focused on watching comedies and laughing all the time and healed themselves through joy. Joy brings the frequencies of us into balance. Brings the frequencies of us into balance. Joy starts creating more for you. Again, back to the good book, which I am convinced at this point, Christ was teaching brain principles and vice versa. Be as a little child to enter the kingdom of heaven. Be as a little child. And what's the first image that you get when you think of a little child? For me, it's just sheer joy, running, giggling, laughing, playing. You know, if that's not your image, then that's where you need to start, guys, because that's what it says. Be as a little child. Be the joy and the purity and the knowing and the love of a little child to enter the kingdom of heaven, to enter into the place of your own self-creation where you joyfully create everything you want. If you want to succeed, be joyful in the moment of creating. Let me read that to you again, because that's a pretty specific statement they just gave us there. If you want to succeed, be joyful in the moment of creating. So don't go into creating hoping that you're going to get it and that will make you happy. Not the way it works. Get happy, go to your love place, and take that into the dream of your creation. Send joy out and the universe sends it back. When we send joy out, it goes out, it hits the ionosphere, it is returned to us. So the more consistently we live in joy, the more consistently it gets returned to us, because it's a constant recipe with the universe. Now, you know, the webinar this Wednesday is on fear. If you can't redirect your fear, you can't live in joy. And ergo, you're not going to get what you want. So they brought in the information that there's going to be a lot more new information. We did a webinar, I think, in 2015 on fear, but this is going to be dealing with all kinds of different things. For example, the integration of the whole brain and how we can integrate the whole brain toward peace, love, and joy that we will send out to the ionosphere. We're also going to be delving into a lot of the specifics about how to cope with fear. And they want you to also understand that whenever you deal with fear, you are dealing with every subject in your life. There are some core beliefs around fear, and then there are core beliefs around different and various subjects also. So if we are conquering, creating peace, love, and joy in the place of fear, we are working on money, health, relationships, every subject in our life. So I hope you will join me Wednesday. This Wednesday, you can sign up at imdwallace.com. If you get the e-blast, and you will get an e-blast tomorrow, if you are on the mailing list, there's a direct link where you can sign up there. It's from 7 to 9. There are replays. You will own the replay if you can't be on the call live. Please join us, because right now we are creating a country of fear, and that fear can literally take us down. It's a really important subject, guys, for us to address within ourselves. Then, finally, before we go to the calls, I have some incredible new information. It just came in. We'll probably be working a lot on this in Creation Station to refine it and redefine it and understand it. Obviously, when I give you this piece of information, you've got to know that we've crossed again some very big portal in our information and our understanding of it. As you know, all of our work is based on the direction of energy. Now, we know that energy is made up of light. And they are asking me now to shift the direction from energy into our light. We are directing our light. Even our bodies receive the direction of our light. And I want to remind you that's the first message I received when I started channeling. Because I dropped to my knees when my husband died and said, I want a way we can heal ourselves. And the first message I was given was use the light within you to heal yourself. But we've had to, they're correcting me, we had to on this plane, because we thought we had to, go through the training ground of understanding about energy first so that we could transfer that understanding into energy is just the light that we are. So start working with the light that you are. I mean, we're used to the terms the light within us, but actually, we are the light. We are made up of the light, and it's the directing of that light that we want to start focusing on. This is an incredibly exciting expansion. You know, I keep telling you I want expansion, and I keep thinking it's in the number of the people following the show, but it's probably really within the work. But I'd like to claim it in both, because the more people we get the work out to, obviously, the more we change, the more humanity changes, the more our country changes, the more our universe changes and our world. Okay, I am going to the calls. Miss Patty, we're going to start with you. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi.
Hi.
I just wanted to check in with you. There's been so much going on, and I realized that I need to stay or be in my happy, be my heart open. And for some reason, I want to cry right now.
Well, because when we go into love and joy and open our hearts, guys, you've watched Hallmark commercials. Don't we all cry at Hallmark commercials? So in this instance, Patty, that's a good thing. So what's your question, baby?
You said I was closer to refinancing, and then I came up against it was like all going forward, and then it didn't happen again. And I think that...
All right, so stop, because I get a no when you say... I get a yes about it was all going forward and then it didn't happen again. I get a no. So let's find out. Well, this is going to be like a little mini private, but this is for everybody, because how many of us get close to something and then it's not completed? So we're talking about completion again. We're going to a core belief first. This page here. Okay. I'll never be good enough. So I leave or stuff leaves me. So the first thing we have to know about completion is that we are worthy of our dreams being completed for us. That's number one. And, of course, that's a joyful thing.
Yeah.
Right? Can you feel into, and the closer it got, Patty, the more you fell out of the joy because you were literally waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Mm.
Is that true or not?
I really felt like I was like this was happening. Like the guy said, the documents are coming on Monday. The documents came, but it was just like, it was just talk. You know, it was still you're still not approved.
So the documents came, but the documents denied you.
They were just like this is what it will be, but it's still not done. And then, you know, no matter what I did regarding my income, it's like, it's not enough. It's like, no, now you need a co-signer, you know, to show more income. And I'm like, I have more than 50% equity in this property. Why won't you give me this loan?
Yeah, I understand. Believe me, I understand. Okay, let's keep going so we can get to the three things. So
Okay. We
deserve, guys, to get everything we want. So everybody just stop and say, go to your heart center, go to your love place. I deserve to get and have everything I want. What does that feel like for everybody? What comes up? Is there a knowing there? Or is there a little bit of a pullback? Because I it was so fleeting and quiet last week, but I found that thought or that physical reaction going through me because so many things were coming in, effortlessly coming in, which is how it should work. And then the last thing, the last opportunity, and I could feel that automatic sense memory of pulling back, you know, and my grandma's voice very faintly, you don't need all this, Dee Dee. No, I don't need it all. And I'm creating it all. It's so built into us. All right, let's go to number two. Sheets, book. Give me a movie, Patty.
The Perfect Storm.
Yeah, okay. Well, The Perfect Storm is when all things align up to create tragedy, really. That all the forces come together. Usually when people talk about a perfect storm, it's always about how things lined up to create some sort of tragedy that created a negative effect. Are you in agreement with that?
Yeah. It's interesting, though. I'm looking at Suzanne Summers' book and reading The Sexy Years, and then that comes out of my mouth.
Well, so that's got to tell you, in your perfect storm, there's a belief about age and getting older and being sexy and all that stuff. So, swear to God, Patty, I'm glad you said that. When I say a lot of why you're not having this go through is because it's age-related, negativity, age-related, I don't deserve this, age-related, I'm too old, you know, I get a yes. So you want to go in and farm all those belief systems, and they're saying go to your little girl and look back on your mother and dad around when they were this age, what was going down, or even your grandparents.
Well, my mother had cancer.
Okay, well, guys, listen to me, everybody. Do you want to live their story or yours?
I want to live my happy story.
Okay. Then work with your little girl to come on board to do that, Patty. You've come really far. Okay. This is some of the last vestiges here. And, okay. You know, I hear myself say that through the channel to a lot of you, and they want you to know that's true. Just keep consciously creating, because literally we've almost put together, well, we have put together exactly the formula how to do it. We just are still practicing to live it consciously. Number three, then, sheets. But give me a song, please.
Zippity doodah.
Yeah, okay. Go there.
Okay.
Everything that we create. I mean, every time I take Freedom for a walk, we sing Zippity Doodah. Right?
Can I
say?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
My sister lent me money to get out of my second mortgage, which was ridiculous. And I so appreciate it. And I feel badly because I haven't been able to pay her back sooner. And is there any...
Okay. So did you have a deal you'd pay her back sooner? Did she demand in any way that...
Well, I'm making payments.
You didn't answer my question. Is she pressuring you about paying her back?
A little bit.
Well,
I know she's got pressure. Things have happened with her.
Patty, this is part of the old pattern that is creating the perfect storm. Guys, if you loan somebody money, it's inherently, you know, that's, if you ever get it back, that's great.
Oh, I plan.
Yes, and she knows you do. So all that guilt, Patty, that's just part of the perfect storm taking you down. You know that.
I just wanted to, I want to clear out whatever is not moving me forward.
Well, they
happy.
Gave it to you. They gave you the three things.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. So
and
much.
Those three things are for every single person on the show, by the way. If completion is haunting you, address these three things. So thank you for bringing that in for everybody, honey. Thank you.
Thank you. Love you so much.
Love you too. Can't wait to work with you at CS. All right. We're going to go to John in Indiana. Hello, John.
Hello, Dee.
Thank you. You too. What's up?
Okay, so you're talking about fear, and I think that's pretty much the core of what's been debilitating me. And I have a deep fear, anxiety, panic, and
about?
I definitely have fear of. I think it's mostly my body, like. Delight coming into my body. I know I've had some extreme light and energy come into my body, and then I feel like, you know, I'm scared that I'll hurt my body. You know, I have a lot of like PTSD type of symptoms and panic attacks that come out of nowhere. And then,
okay, so I have your answer. I have your answer, John.
Okay.
I'm not a doctor. Anything I give on this show is purely energetic information through the channel. But they're saying that you literally have just described why you're in panic and everything, because you're literally fighting the light that you are. See, you think that light is coming in to attack you, or coming in to crawl inside of you. But the truth is, you're already the light. We're already the light. We just haven't turned a lot of the light on. And so, sure, it's a feeling that we're not used to. But do you remember one time in your life where you fell in love and everything seemed to change and the world looked better and you had more energy and you didn't need to sleep as much and all that stuff. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay. That's what you're feeling. But you have chosen to spin the perspective on it that it could be harmful and negative for you. And the channel wants to remind you that you are the director of your own light. So if you direct your light to know that the light of you, oh, this is it, guys. Everybody listen. Stop what you're doing. Direct the light of you to know that you are love and joy and peace and balance. Now, whenever we say I am, we are directing our light because we are directing our I am presence, which is the light that we are. So I am love and joy and peace and balance. Is there another word he needs? No. So when you fall into your heart, John, and you say that, how does it feel?
I am love. I am peace. I am balance.
And I am joy.
I feel a lot of tension. And I am joy.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time. I feel like I have a hard time finding my joy right now. Like the things that give me joy, like music. Like I feel like when I pick up, say, my guitar or something, that the same joy isn't there. And I feel kind of lost. Like I don't know what to do to find my joy.
John, if you've turned the joy off within yourself, if you've turned the joy off of yourself, then the music might help, but the music can't give you your joy back. It can help remind you that you want to choose to go back into a joyful state. But you, what's happened with you is you have literally said, I'm going to be afraid to feel all these things. And so nothing's going to help you to feel them, baby, until you say, okay, I'm ready, willing, and able to feel joy and love again. And I'm going to trust that I'm going to be happier and more balanced, peaceful when I do this. Hold on. They're taking me to a core belief. This page here. To, yeah, I don't know what I want. See, do you want to be the light and joy and happiness, or don't you? Yes or no? Which one?
Yes.
Yes, you what? Yes, I want to be what?
Yes, I want to be joy and happiness, and I want to feel grounded, and I want to feel like I have a life.
Okay. So you have to literally start directing yourself to do that, John. In this morning today, my intention is to be joy and love and balance, peace, and I'm trusting myself to create that as who I am. I want you to start every day like that, to remind yourself that you are the creator of your own energy, and you absolutely know what you want, that you want to be happy, that you're not going to give your power away to a belief that limits you and limits your joy and your peace, okay? Get your power back in the moment, John. You can do this. And once you open yourself up to the trust of yourself, everything's going to change, baby. Okay?
Yeah, and is it okay, the doors are open for me or to take some medication, and it's scary, and I'm trusting in that. Is there anything?
Well, literally, the channel wants you to know that medication on this plane, in their perspective, medication is okay for us to use while we are doing the work to get our own balance back. But as soon as the medication becomes, oh, I don't have to do any work around me, I'll just be medicated the rest of my life, then we're not addressing the whole issue that why we needed the medication came up in the first place. Everything starts with your energy. And yes, and it's okay to use it as a tool, but use it as a tool to help you maintain enough balance that you can redirect your energy and ultimately might not need it. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
And
Thank you, darling.
Okay. Thank you so much, Dee.
Thank you, John. You bet. Yeah, guys, you're your highest answer. So you always check in with yourself. I would never tell you to go off medication if your doctor has prescribed medication. And I urge you to look at the energetic cause so that you can ultimately move on. We're going to Charlene in California. Hi, honey. You're on.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question about fear. It came to me yesterday that my intention to create abundance and all the things I want in my life is mixed up with some fear, but I'd like to find out what the core of that is.
All righty. They're going to give it to you right now. And you know, fear doesn't create. Fear pushes away.
Right.
This page here. Okay. Well, we have a theme going, as we often do. I'll never be good enough. So the fear is, you see, your adult self is saying, I'm going to create more money. I want more money. I know I want more money. I've made a decision. I'm committed to it. But the little girl is going, oh, you're not good. And this dream's a little bit too big. Those are the highest words. So can you go back to your little girl from 6 all the way back through conception? And it's closer to conception and in the womb. Also a past life thing, Charlene, but let's deal with this lifetime.
Okay.
So what was going on in your family when you were conceived and being carried that you might have gotten the energy from your mother that you're not good enough, that you'll never be good enough? Was that energy that your mom carried?
I think it is, because I actually had an energy worker one time tell me that my mother dumped her low self-esteem on me in the womb.
Get a big yes on that.
Okay.
So you know that that's not yours, but
Right. Let's
go back to why we pick the families. Again, guys, if you can just get this, you can really get a lot of clarity about your own life. We pick our families for the very reason that we want to move through something. So let's say you wanted to come in this lifetime because in a lot of past lives, you weren't worthy, you didn't ever feel you were good enough, and you said, man, this next lifetime, I'm putting that one down. So I'm going to pick a family that literally from the time I'm conceived, they push in my face, you know, I'm not worthy. I'm going to look at my mom and see she's feeling not worthy in her life. Now, the hiccup here is that most of us then don't go, oh, I get it. I picked that family, so I would come in and go, screw this. I'm not going to buy this. I'm going to know I'm worthy. That's why I came in. But what we do is we go, oh, see, I came into this family and they did this to me and they did that to me. And I've just never felt worthy because of it. And then we come back again to try and remember the lesson we came in to create for ourselves in the first place. So basically what the channel is saying is the crap from your childhood that you came in with, use it. What's the opposite positive of it? Because that's what you want to know right now. I mean, you've heard me talk about, you know, my family and no money and having to be the one that went to the door and say nobody was home. Because I really wanted to get this lifetime that you could be a really good person and have a lot of money. You could do a lot for other people and have a lot of money. So I picked a family that told me we're the good, humble people. They, a negative they, are the ones that have the money. And you know that they aren't the good people. Well, it's BS. And I've turned it around. And that's why I have so much money flow right now, because now I can be joyful about money. Are you putting all this together, Charlene?
I think so. Can I ask one question about
Sure.
the joy aspect?
Sure.
My middle name is Joy, and my last name is an Italian name translated to mean of the joyful one.
Ah.
And I literally have always wondered, because I have dealt with depression and anxiety from the get-go. Obviously, we can kind of see this has been coming up. So I had a friend who was training to be a spiritual coach, and she said, maybe that's your mission, to find the joy, and that's why your name is that means
well,
that. And I'm just curious.
I want to tweak that.
Okay.
Your mission is to know you are already joy.
Okay.
You see, guys, can you grasp the difference between looking for something that makes you joyful and going, I'm just going to be joyful. I don't need any reason at all. And that's why you've been fighting depression, because that's who you really are, but you've defined yourself as somebody who's depressed.
Okay.
Allow yourself to be the joy you are, the beingness of joy. I'm going to give you all this exercise that I've been giving you for years, but I don't know if you're doing it. So this comes from doctors from UCLA and Harvard. This simple exercise shifted depression, cancer, almost every physical thing that they were dealing with, it made better in some way. It's so simple, anybody can do it. Of course, then it's your choice. So what it is you take a deep, slow breath in to the count of four or five, and with a smile on your face, you exhale slowly to the count of four or five while you say any mantra that makes you feel good. You can say, I am money. I would suggest for you, Charlene, I am joy.
Okay.
I am. The light of who I am is joy. That's who I really am. And, you know, you do this for 10 minutes, no longer than 20 minutes, but at least 10 minutes.
Okay.
That deep breathing with that mantra.
Okay.
Whatever mantra that makes you feel good.
That feels
so
good.
Yeah. I'm telling you guys, they give us such easy things, and then you don't do them, and then 2 years later you're calling, you know, wondering why. You've got to take the action, make the choice to do the best thing for you that you can do. Direct your day before you get out of bed every morning. How many of you do that? They give that to us at least once a month. I mean, there are some empowerment exercises on IMD Wallace that are just awesome. But you got to do them. This is going to help you a lot, this deep breathing, Charlene, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You bet, sweetheart. Thank you. We're going to Sue in Nebraska. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. What's up?
Oh, good. I was just going to... Well, I had a question, but... I started out with, boy, this is synchronicity, because I haven't been able to catch the show for months, and this is right on for what I was looking for.
you know, in the way.
Well, you know, Sue, we say that every week, believe it or not. We do. And all of you know now, you can get the archives on my website at IMD Wallace. You can get the archives on iHeartRadio now. I'm so thrilled about that, on iTunes. You know, so it's out there. Are you taking action? All right, so what's your question?
Well, it goes in relationship with the healing, you know, and being your own healer. And I just feel like my purpose to help people learn to heal themselves. I play crystal bowls and do crystal bowl meditations. And it was like, I'm fighting that, you know, I go in my meditations and I do really awesome, and I'm a healer and I can heal everything within with my energy and the energy of divine source. And then I get up in the morning, it's like, oh my God, what is going on with my body?
Just, because there's one thing that you don't know. And when we know, then we can really teach. So let's find out the one thing. She's book, song. Give me a movie, please.
Eat, Pray, Love.
Okay. So you don't have to give up anything in order to be a healer.
Okay.
Does that resonate with you?
Yeah. Oh, no, that does resonate. I got tears coming out my eyes.
I mean, you know, so many people that do good in the world think they've got to be crucified somehow. So they give up their own health, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or they don't make any money doing what they do because they have to sacrifice in order to be one of the good people. I am inviting you all to really go look at the messages you got so you can let go of them, replace them, and live the life of creating everything you want.
Oh, yes.
Okay. That's your answer. And you watch now, when you master that, how many more people can heal from the work you do?
Yeah, that's all I ask. I help people find their healing point.
No, that's not all you ask. You're asking yourself to be your own answer and then take that out into the world.
I got it. Yes.
Okay.
You're right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Oh, we're getting some really, really, really good in-depth stuff here today. Maria in San Francisco. What's up, babe?
Good morning. Thank you so much. Yes, exactly what you just said. There's been a lot of really powerful things said this morning that I am going to take and move forward with that helps me with what the other gentleman was saying with depression and stress. I feel I'm taking steps, but I still feel like I have this thing on the left side of my brain that's like a block of fear when I'm dealing with my family and trying to stand up in my power or still dealing
with it is fear, and you literally stated it, Maria. It's fear of power. So I'm going back to around 2 to 3 years old with your mother. What did your mother tell you about exercising your power or being powerful when you were little?
I'm not really sure.
Yeah, you are. Go back to 2 to 3 years old. What's the feeling of joyful, happy, crazy? They're saying, crazy Maria. You were just a crazy little kid. How did they handle you, Maria?
I don't remember instances. I just remember that we're always hit.
You were always hit.
Yeah.
Well, don't you think that's frickin' enough? So when I'm me, I'm always hit. I'm always taken down. The me who I really am, and let's go back to joy because that's where we started. The joy of who I am, when that came out, people couldn't handle it, and I got hit. So that's what you put together when you're 2 or 3 years old. Then you start living your life around that belief, and then you get to your adult age,
and go, wow, why can't I let my joy out? Why can't I be who I really am? Why can't I, you know, feel the excitement of being alive? Well, because I'm always hit and had that taken away from me. That's why. But you can give that back to yourself now, Maria, and you must. You must choose to go, no, I'm not living by those rules anymore. Go in, work with your little girl, parent her, reparent her, and say, look, you and I are going to be our joyful selves, and we're going to expect all the world to put their arms around us and jump up and down and go, yippee, they're finally back. Okay?
True. Yeah, I feel like I've been doing some of that, and good things have been happening.
Yes.
In those two things, I feel there's also been really huge issues, like the career, where I get really blessed with gifts or things that I need for myself or others, but then there's other extremely stressful issues
yes,
that happen.
Yes, Maria, because you have to get hit. You have to let go of the belief that when you live your joyful self and reap the things you want, you're going to get hit in some way. And I'm going back to Patty with her refinancing.
Okay.
You know, we can't create what we want if there's fear of the outright joy and pleasure and whoopee that we're creating. And that's literally what's going on with you. Start working with your little girl, baby, to okay. let her know it's not going to be that way anymore, and the two of you are going to create that. Okay?
Yes.
All right, darling. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, guys, I hope to God you're all listening. Listening, listening, listening about what's coming out today. You're getting some amazing guidance here. Kim, you're up. What's up?
Hello. Awesome show, by the way.
Thank you,
darling.
Which you
already know.
I do.
I have been looking at my joy and my fear. And with the little kiddo, I know that it came from my mom. And a lot of the stuff that's going on the show has been hitting me right between the eyes.
Good.
And, yeah. And I just... I don't know what my question is because I'm pretty much blown away by it all, to be honest with you. And when I get,
well,
you know...
Kimmy, don't be afraid.
Yeah.
Why are you afraid of the joy? That's what we have to get to. Why are you afraid of all of these ahas about yourself that are going to move you forward? The first thing I hear is I'm afraid I can't do it. But
yeah,
and the channel wants you to know you are doing it. And the same way with John. John, you are doing it. You are being the light. You are finding the light. You're experiencing with the light. And then you're afraid of the light. So I want to get what... All right, they're taking us to a core belief. Hold on. Hold on. My Baptist preacher just woke up, so this is big. This page.
Okay.
Here. 22, 23... 24, 25. Well, here we go, guys. This is what the entire show is about. When I am connected to the I am, in other words, when I am connected to my light, when I am connected to my joy, when I am connected to my love, I am not safe. I get
hit.
I get hit. Somebody dies. I get my heart broken. The refinance doesn't come through. When I am truly connected to the joy and love and the light that I am not safe. So I want you all, come on, let's make this show. I got goosebumps all over me. Let's make this show a show where everybody that listens to this show now, in the future, in the past, because there is no time, as we know. Let's make it a turnaround show. Stop, fall into your heart right now and say, okay, I am asking myself and my I am presence, why is it that I feel not safe when I'm connected to the God of me? And listen for the answer. You'll get it. Wow. What'd you get, Kim? All right, take a breath.
Yeah. It might be a great idea, Dee. Someone will take it away, or I'm not safe to do that. And how do I do that? I mean, those are the three things that popped into my head.
You see, you can't do it, and you can't know how to do it if the energy of somebody's going to take it away anyway, so I'm not really going to commit to doing it.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then you sabotage yourself.
Exactly.
What I heard is I'm not safe because then I'll have to take care of everybody, and I don't want to have to take care of everybody anymore.
Oh, you just hit something that pisses me off, Dee. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Because, I took care of my dad when he was dying of Alzheimer's.
Yeah.
And then I did not want to take care of my mom. I did not want to do that. But I did it. And I will be damned if I take care of somebody else.
Well, and that works into the roommate thing,
yeah,
Kim. When you get clear that you know, and let's get clear here, guys. You can support other people.
Mm-hmm.
Supporting other people is not enabling them. Supporting other people and loving them is not giving up yourself to take care of everybody. And that's the line you have to look at, Kim, because, you want to bring in roommates to help yourself, and yet you feel like you have to take care of everybody. So you bring in roommates that force you to take care of them, and then you resent that. And that's the picture that you're trying to work out right now.
Yes.
So that you can have a roommate who's self-sufficient, who comes in and helps you create even better things for you, because there'll be more money and more balance without you having to take care of them.
Yeah. And I'm going to be honest with you with the roommate thing. Right now, I honestly don't want one. I just don't.
That doesn't matter.
What they want you
to deal with is the core of why you kept attracting people that gave you so much trouble, because you have the belief that you're not safe to create you without giving yourself up to create others and take care of them. You got it?
Yes, ma'am.
Wow. Holy gosh. What a show. Thank you, Kim. Yeah, guys. So you can see the things that have come up on the show today that are keeping us in fear, which doesn't allow us to go into joy. And I'm sure they're saying, yes, of course, we're going to cover all of this in the webinar on Wednesday. I have above my bed the quote from Neil Donald Walsh, fear or love. In the final analysis, there is only one question, fear or love. And if we choose love, love fills us with joy. And so it is. I hope to see you there on Wednesday. Together, we create such knowingness and such understanding on these webinars. We are a force when we get together, just like this show. Until we meet again, love yourselves and love yourselves and love yourselves and love yourselves and love yourselves more. Because you know, guys, that's joyfully what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.